Reno Center, March 15, 2020. The study circle tonight is about question number one of Most Precious, about pain and suffering. مرکز رینو 15 مارچ 2020 موضوع استدی سیرکل امشب سوال اول از الهام از نازنین در مورد درد و رنج.
I just wanted to know that I'm going to say this part in English. In 3-4 days is going to be our new year. And you see the altar turned into a Persian New Year, and I have Baba's picture there, and Shridi Baba's here, and there are a lot of symbols on the altar. And I thought it would be nice to share this tradition with all of you. Beside that, I will talk Farsi because Radha is here, and she's better at translating it to English than English to Farsi. So that's what we're going to do. Go ahead, Khadija.
Hi, Sat.
Does everybody hear Kavi? If you don't, text Radha.
Sat, do you hear me okay?
Yes.
We will be continuing our study circle topic from last week regarding a Sagaba quote and Most Precious question one. So what we're going to do now is we're going to reread the Sagaba quote, and we'll reread Most Precious, and then we're going to pick off where we left off on our questions. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah.
So here's the Sagaba quote. The one who realizes his true self is God. The one who does not realize his true self, and who is in the illusion of believing that he is something else than his true self, that he has to get something sacred from the external world, will be entangled in great many difficulties. We will have to conclude that Maya, or illusion, is not something that is our property. Maya is something that belongs to God. You have to get round Maya only by the grace of God. Maya is something by which, by the consequences of your own janma samskara, or what you have done in your previous births, can make itself look like a thing quite different from what it actually is. In fact, just by the result of an illusion on your part, it can create a considerable amount of fear and terror.
It's very appropriate for now.
من به فارسیش رو میخونم. کسی که خود حقیقیش را شناخته خداست. کسی که خود حقیقیش را نشناخته و در این توهم است که چیزی غیر از خود حقیقیش است و باید چیزی مقدس در دنیای خارج از خود را به دست بیاورد، در دام سختی های بیشماری میفتد. ما باید به این نتیجه برسیم که مایا یا توهم چیزی نیست که دارایی ما باشد. مایا چیزی است که متعلق به خداوند است. شما باید مایا را با رحمت خداوند دور بزنید. مایا چیزی است که در اثر نتایج اعمال در زندگی‌های گذشته می‌تواند خود را خیلی متفاوت از آنچه واقعاً هست نشان بدهد و در حقیقت در نتیجه یک توهم از جانب شما می‌تواند مقدار زیادی ترس و وحشت خلق کند.
Now we'll read Most Precious question 1. Again asked, speak to us of pain and suffering. Pain and suffering are only products of the mind. Go beyond the mind and you experience no pain and no suffering. I exists not in the mind and the body, but beyond both. Spend your allotted time finding that I, which, when it is felt by the body and the mind, and found beyond both, suffering and pain cease existing in your consciousness. Do not believe in the world. Do believe in your Sat Chit Ananda, or truth, awareness, bliss. The world is make-believe. If you believe it, you believe suffering exists. Rely on your conscious voice.
بانوی عزیز، با ما از درد و رنج سخن بگویید. درد و رنج فقط محصول ذهن هستند. به ماورای ذهن بروید. آنجا نه دردی و نه رنجی را تجربه خواهید کرد. خود در ذهن و بدن نیست، بلکه در ماورای آنهاست. فرصت داده شده را صرف پیدا کردن خود کنید که وقتی خود با ذهن و بدن احساس شود و در ماورای آن دو شناخته شود، موجودیت درد و رنج در ضمیر آگاهی متوقف می شود. دنیا را باور نداشته باشید. فقط باور داشته باشید به هستی و به آگاهی از آن هستی و شادی بی انتهایی که این آگاهی در بر دارد. سات چید آنندا. دنیا سرابی است که اگر باورش کنید درد و رنج در آغوش دارد و نتیجتاً درد و رنج همیشه برایتان واقعیت خواهد داشت. تنها به ندای درونتان تکیه کنید.
Last week we talked about the first two sentences. Pain and suffering are only products of the mind. Go beyond the mind and you experience no pain and no suffering. That's as far as we got last week. I was planning to move on to the next part. Is everybody comfortable with moving on to the next part, or would you like, or is there anyone here that wants to continue digging into this first two sentences?
Go ahead, whatever you want to do, I think is good.
Okay, so the next two sentences. Actually, we're just going to do the next sentence first. I exist not in the mind and the body, but beyond both. Spend your allotted time finding that I, which when it is felt by the body and the mind, and found beyond both, suffering and pain cease existing in your consciousness.
کبی میگه که هفته پیش اولین و دومین جمله رو روش کار کردیم، حالا میریم روی سومین و چهارمین جمله.
دومی و سومین فکر کنم. اوکی،
خود در ذهن و بدن نیست، بلکه در ماورای آنهاست. فرصت داده شده را صرف پیدا کردن خود کنید که وقتی خود با ذهن و بدن احساس شود و در ماورای آن دو شناخته شود، موجودیت درد و رنج در ضمیر آگاهی متوقف می شود.
So, with respect to the sentence, I exist not in the mind and the body, but beyond both. What does this mean? What does it mean that I exist beyond the mind and the body? Where does it exist?
کبی میپرسه وقتی که میگه
خود در ذهن و بدن نیست بلکه در ماورای آنهاست،
معنی این چیست؟
It's not when it says is beyond the body and mind means before the body and mind came to this manifestation, that was that I existed. So it's beyond the mind and body, it's before the mind and body. Is the base of the body and mind. Body and mind cannot exist without that beyond. Yet beyond can exist without the body and mind. I was going to say it in Farsi, I forgot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
صد میگه وقتی که میگه که ماورای بدن و ذهنه، منظوری که
قبل از ذهن و بدن بوده و هست و خواهد بود. ذهن و بدن نمیتونن بدون اون بیاند پشت زندگی کنن، ولی اون ماورا بدون بدن و ذهن میتونه زندگی کنه.
Sachin, is this similar to when you shared that the night dream is our dream, but the daydream is God's dream, that we are being dreamed up by the I or God?
Is in hatta ماورای خدا و آفرینشه.
Rada, can you translate that for me?
کبی میگه که سچون آیا این مثل اونیست که گفتی که خواب شب خواب ماست اما خواب روز خواب خداونده یا خواب آی؟ سچ says this is beyond even God and creation.
The I that we're talking about here is beyond even God and creation. Is that what you said, Seth?
Well, you can say that it is God without any form that is beyond, is only existence. And if you talk about the manifestation and you have a God in manifestation, yes, it is beyond that God and manifestation. Because it says beyond the body and mind, manifestation is body and mind. So when it is beyond that, it really eliminates all the forms and all the imagination of what God is and what God isn't. But you can call that beyond God if you want to, or call it absolute, or call it just existence. But the reality is that that is what we call infinite expansion and infinite existence.
کوین میگه که سچون این آی شما میگین که این کود ماورای حتی آیه که خوابو میبینه. سچ میگه که بستگی داره، اگر منظور خداوند بدون فرمه که فقط
بدون آفرینشه همون هستیه، اگر که با آفرینشه پس در این صورت اون هستی پشت ما براشه. Baba says the one who realized his true self is God. And then Most Precious tells you how to go, what you have to do is go beyond the mind and the form.
Quote Baba میگه که اونی که خود واقعی رو بشناسه خداونده. و Most Precious الهامی از نازنین میگه که ماورای ذهن و فرم.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so the next, I want to just go to the next sentence. We'll go, is spend your allotted time finding that I, which when it is felt by the body and the mind and found beyond both, suffering and pain cease existing in your consciousness. There was a few questions here. I really want to skip to the one I really am most interested in. What is the relationship between finding that I and pain and suffering not existing in your consciousness?
When you go with Fadi, you get to be a mommy as well as any, because the amount is تا اگه خود ماورای بدن و ذهن شناخته و تجربه بشه، درد و رنج
to make my question any more clear. I'm curious if you're actively finding that I, pain and suffering goes away, but is there some sort of aggregate effect to finding that I that changes the way pain and suffering comes, even when you're not finding that I? Does that, yeah, that's the follow-up question.
این سوال بعد واضح تر بگیم
برای خود این پیدا کردن خود در
دوران خاتمه پیدا میکنه ارتباطش چیه؟ چطور این اتفاق میفته؟ You have to say your question again. Okay. The first question is, what is the relationship between finding that I and the removal of pain and suffering from your consciousness?
رفت بین من و چیز تموم کردن زجر و ناراحتی چی؟
And guys, just for the people on the study, the Zoom, this is our study circle. It's intended for participation and questions, and so I know we're not next to each other, but I'd love to still have that same kind of participation and give something about any of these to share. And of course, we all want staff to talk, I know, but I want to just put that expectation out there.
شاید اگه ما اون حقیقت رو بشناسیم، اونی که درد و رنج میکشه باید از بین بره تا آی پیدا بشه یا درک بشه. پس اونی که درد و رنج میکشه از بین میره. نمیدونم، شاید.
یه بار دیگه میتونی بگی؟
گفتم شاید اونی کسی که درد و رنج رو هم به وجود آورده و هم میکشه، درد میکشه، باید از بین بره تا آی معلوم بشه و شناخته بشه.
Horace says maybe the one who experiences pain and suffering has to go until we can become familiar with that I.
All right, I see what direction this is. This is study circle is moving. Anybody else has any suggestion how to go beyond the I? کسی دیگه میدونه چجوری باید go beyond the mind and body. چجوری میشه رفت ما برا؟ You can mute her.
By not getting to our mind and body, if I say that if I my mind and my body, then like I undergo sufferings, and like if I don't relate it and if think that I is separate from my mind and body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to ask you a question, like how can we do that?
Yeah.
When I say I, it automatically relates to my mind and body.
Of course it does, because that I is the body and mind. That was a very good question. I'm going to go step by step. The I that is called Serenia is the one that was born from a mother and father. And that I, the moment it realized that it has a body, normally it happens. Can you move her so I can see Serenia? Put him the other side. Like you must be about 2 or 3 years old when you realize that you have a body or you can think. The one that causes, says Serenia, is the one that started shaping at 2 and 3 with a lot of ideas. that parents give, the culture give, the tradition give. So Serenia became a girl with this name and a lot of characteristic. We're not talking about that I that was born. The I that, in order to realize that I that is beyond the mind and body, the best way to do it, as far as I am concerned with my 40 years of practice, is to first realize that the thoughts are just like a night dream, except it happens in the daytime. They don't have a base of their own. If they did, they would not be changing so much. So the first method and tools that is given to me, and I gave it to other people, is the meditation that is stop meditation, meaning that first, in the beginning, you sit down and let your mind think. You just watch it. Without any movement, without pushing and pulling, without getting involved, just like a watcher, just like you sitting in a train and watching the trees outside, passing by. The next step is to find out who is watching, who is the thinker, who is the one that thinks. Of course, it's Serenia. Once you realize that the thinker and the thoughts are not, they are not separated, there are different ideas that glue them together, and you just go into your silence. When you see the Serenia struggling with the mind, you go to the silence. That silence is beyond the mind and body. And that's what ends the suffering. Once one becomes really expert on dropping the beliefs and the thoughts and recognizing the thinker that was born out of ideas of the parents and society and all of that, and go back to the silence and not get involved, as Serenia not get involved, as silence just to sit, that's what makes someone realize itself. That's the I that goes beyond Serenia and beyond Serenia's mind. And the practice for that, the first thing is sitting meditation for a few minutes a day at least, and watch without movement. I call it a passive gaze. That's when you start knowing yourself. You start seeing that all little by little, all the thoughts that it was giving you, different emotion, different tension, different anxiety, different joy, are nothing but an idea. And once you get expert to that, then you say, who was obeying these ideas? Man, I, me. And then take this me to silence. And then that's beyond. That's what Baba says. The one who realizes the true self is God, that is the way to go. And he says in the end, he said, the result of an illusion on your part, it can create a considerable amount of fear and terror. And we see it. We see it now very clearly as a collective thinking of the world. This is why the realized people seems to be unaffected by the circumstances and the place they are. So this is our main goal in life. We have gone through the religion, rituals, and all of that to bring us to a point that Baba say, he who realize his true self is God. Is God. And Most Precious said, pain and suffering are only product of the mind. Meaning, if we don't think, we have no pain and no suffering, like a deep sleep without a night dream. Go beyond the mind, now we know how, and you experience no pain and no suffering. There is no way that any of us can find pain and suffering in the emptiness of the mind or a complete silence of the heart. There is none. There's not even body or mind there. How could the world exist? So that is the I that is omnipresent and was never born. Every step we took in life, Serenia, everything that we did was to bring us to a point to realize who we really are. The bad, the good, and the ugly, they all brought us, ripened us enough to be a participant, participating in Baba's highest teaching, which is a code that Cavi found. It's an amazing code. And in Most Precious says, do not believe the world. It means do not believe your mind. Do not believe your thoughts anymore, at least a little bit at a time. But do believe in your Sat Chit Ananda, which is silence, is totality, is eternal. That's who we are. And we're here to little by little realize our true nature and get rid of pain and suffering. We have a long translation, Kavija.
Thank you, sir.
You both can help where she cuts off. Go ahead, Aizan.
سرینیا میپرسه که صد چجوری ما برای بدن و ذهن برم وقتی میگم آی همون بدن و ذهن رو فقط میدونم. صد میگه سوال خیلی خوبیه، معلومه که آی برای تو بدن و ذهنه، حالا طبقه به طبقه میبرمه. اون آی که تو بهش میگی سرینیا، مادر داره، پدر داره، متولد شده و در سن 2-3 سالگی فهمید که یه بدن داره و فرم و شکل گرفت با ایده های مختلف از فامیل و از جامعه. دخترم، اسمم اینه، شخصیتم اینه. ما در مورد اون آی صحبت نمی کنیم. بهترین راهی که اون آی که ماورای بدن ذهن رو بشناسی اینه که برای من بعد از 40 سال تمرین اینه که اول ببینی که افکار مثل خواب شبه اما در روز اتفاق میفته و هیچ بیس نداره،
پایه‌ای
نداره، اگر داشت انقدر تغییر نمیکرد. اولین متدی که به من داده شده و به دیگران دادم استاپ مدیتیشن. استاپ مدیتیشن یعنی میشینی و میذاری که ذهن فکر کنه و تو تماشا میکنی بدون تقلا، فقط تماشا. مثل اینکه در یه قطار مسافر باشی و از توی پنجره ببینی درخت‌ها دارن تون تون
از بغلت رد میشن.
بعد از این از خودت میپرسی که کیه که فکر میکنه؟ متفکر. معلومه که میگی سرینیا. از اینجا میبینی که متفکر و افکار از هم جدا نیستن. وقتی که میبینی که سرینیا داره تقلا میکنه بازه، میری توی سکوت، سکوتی که ماورای بدن و ذهن باشه و این درد و رنج رو تموم میکنه. وقتی که خبرگی پیدا کنی
باری کلا
در انداختن این باورهای مختلف و شناسایی کنی که متفکر از ایده های مختلف ساخته شده و وقتی که اینو ببینی برگردی به سکوت، بدون این که involved بشی، درگیر بشی و فقط میشینی، بعد میری به اون آی که ماورای سرینیاست و ذهن سرینیا. تمرین کن برای چند دقیقه، تماشا کن بدون تقلا، بدون
موومنت،
تکون خوردن. ببین که افکارایی که تو ازش ساخته شدی هیچی نیستن به غیر از یه ایده. وقتی که در این خبرگی پیدا کنی، بعد میگی کیه که
اطاعت
میکنه به این ایده ها، بعد میگی من، بعد این منو ببر به سکوت. این یعنی ماورا. بابا میگه که اون که خود واقعی رو بشناسه خداونده.
خودشناسی خداشناسی، خودشناسی خداشناسی. That's an amazing quote, Kavi, you found. My hat for you.
و در آخر این کوت بابا، بابا میگه که به دلیل این توهم خیلی ترس ایجاد میشه و الان در دنیا قشنگ داریم اینو میبینیم. امکان نیست که درد و رنج احساس کنیم در ذهن خالی یا سکوت قلب، چون بدن و ذهن اونجا وجود ندارن. دنیا حتی اونجا وجود نداره.
ایده خداوند دیگه اونجا نیست. ایده، داریم راجع به ایده حرف میزنیم.
این خود که همه جا حاضر هست و هیچ وقت متولد نشده، اینه سرینیا. هر قدمی که در زندگی برداشته باشیم، یا خوب یا بد، برای این بود که
تو رو به اینجا برسونه،
تو رو به اینجا برسونه که بفهمی که کی هستی.
این هدف زندگی. Anybody else any question of what we talked with Serenia? Okay, Kavi John, go ahead.
So you mentioned the part about the illusion that creates a considerable amount of fear and terror. And you mentioned just, you know, it's so easy that happens right now. I just would love to understand, like, given the situation now or any bad problem, I wake up and I, you know, I've been fired from my job. What part is the illusion? Is it the fear that I, is it the duality that I think it's bad I've been fired from my job? Is it not actually happening? What is the illusion in when we think something bad is happening?
Okay, I'm going to ask you, what is not illusion in your story?
What is not illusion in my story?
What is real? Because you are telling me a story. What part of this story is not illusion, is real? What part of it is it?
Okay, let me try. I get fired from work. What part is illusion and what part is not illusion?
No, not what part is illusion. What part of it, I don't know what I asked.
What part is real?
You said which part is illusion. I'm asking you what part of it is real for you.
It's real.
For you.
Okay. That I no longer have that job. And then everything after that is just like, now I'll have problems with money and I won't have this. Those are all just thoughts, but I guess just
okay,
that I don't
so,
have the job is real.
My answer is that you've been in Atlanta too long.
Okay.
Yeah. Go back to the roots before you left Reno. Because your question is so elementary for where you are at now that I don't...
Well, wanted to discuss it in terms of like what's going on in the world, and I'm trying to find ways to.
Well,
like
the world is introducing what it has introduced, and this is why I am asking all of us that are in on the self-realization path or self-recognition path to take that time that the world is the collective mind is offering. And really do contemplation, really find silence, really use this time of that it in the appearance is showing to us, use it really, really well. And how do we use it? That's what we did today. We obey the rules and regulation, but in our own home, with our own family, we add to our silence, we add to our contemplation, we do more stop meditation, whether you do some prayer, continue praying even more. This is the time when the heart gets harder in the appearance world, in the day, you know, what we see, the manifestation, is the easiest time to really break the chains. Because if you are in it, if there is no pressure around you, you're just going to ignore yourself, ignore your truth, ignore the goal of life. So to me, this is an incredible opportunity to keep silent, watch the mind. When the fear presents itself, watch it. Don't condemn yourself for having fear. The body, the mind will experience fear involuntarily. It's programmed to have fear. You just watch it. So it's common sense means my body is in this world and they're saying to stay more within yourself because if you go out, you can make this situation worse. Okay. But at the same time, now that we are forced to be in the home, not forced, but we choose to do that, this is the immense opportunity to face yourself, to face your thoughts, to face your emotion until you're released of them. So I'm urging all of us with our children, every night meditation with our children, silent sitting. They don't have to close their eyes. They don't have to not move. Give them freedom. Just say, put a good music on and say, this is the time to be quiet. Then every morning you get up, every time you think of the situation, sit down and watch your mind. Go back into silence. Go back to the silence. This is our time, believe it or not. This is when it unites people, those that have possibility to be united. This is the time that brings the love that everybody has out if we don't go by selfishness. This is the time that we can experience silence because there is nowhere to go. One of the reasons I start canceling things, besides that we are in the body, we have to use common sense, is so that people stay in their own home and go to their own heart. We still will have a live stream, but use it in the right way. Don't use it like other people use. Have common sense for your body and go back to the silence. You can't deal with Maya. You can transcend Maya. As hard as you may try to deal with Maya, you defeat yourself. You solve one problem, a bigger one is around the corner. Good luck.
Namaste, guys.
Thank you, sir.
No, but she's going to translate, and please have a study circle amongst yourself.
کبی از صد میپرسه که دکتر وقتی روبرو میشیم با یه مشکلی، مثلا مشکلی که الان دنیا باش روبرو شده، کدوم قسمتش توهمه؟ صد میگه که کدوم قسمتش توهم نیست. تو یه داستانی رو تعریف میکنی، کدوم قسمتش توهم نیست؟ طبیعی میگه مثلا فرض کنیم که من از سر کار
اخراج شدم.
کدوم قسمت این مشکل واقعیت نداره؟ صد میگه که ببین این سوال خیلی برای تو سوال
ابتداییه.
کبی میگه که میخوام یه جوری در مورد این داستانی که الان تو دنیا میبینیم سوال کنم. ساعت میگن که دنیا داره کاری که دنیا میکنه رو میکنه. برای همین میخوام که همه ماها که روی راه خودشناسی هستیم از این فرصتی که ذهن کیهانی به ما داده استفاده ببریم، کانتمپلیشن بکنیم، سکوت رو پیدا کنیم و لمس کنیم و از این زمان مفید ببریم. چجوری؟ با همین کاری که امروز کردیم. درسته ما همه امروز موندیم خونه، توی خونه هامون، میتینگ کنسل شد چون که جامعه میگه که بهتر بمونیم خونه. از عقل سلیم استفاده کردیم، اما موندیم خونه و داریم به سکوتمون اضافه میکنیم، داریم کانتمپلیشن تعمق میکنیم، داریم ساب مدیتیشن میکنیم، اگه دعا میخونیم دعامونو بیشتر کردیم. وقتی که قلب در خواب روز سفت و سنگ بشه یا creation آفرینش سفت و سخت بشه، خیلی راحت تره که اون زنجیرها رو بشکنی. اگر هیچ فشاری رود نباشه کاملا حقیقت رو فراموش میکنی، هدف زندگی تو فراموش میکنی، نادیده میگیری. حالا این فرصت رو داریم که به سکوتمون اضافه کنیم، ذهن رو تماشا کنیم و اگه ترس احساس کردی در این زمان خودتو زرزنش نکن. بدن و ذهن طبیعتشون اینه که ترس احساس کنن. فقط تو تماشاش کن. عقل سلیم برای بدنه در این دنیا. و به خودت میگی که اوکی، پس من میمونم خونه. اما در این زمانی که تو خونم میرم دنبال این که درد و رنج و افکار و احساسا رو پیدا کنم تا اینکه ازشون رها شم. هر شب میخوام همتون با بچه هاتون بشینی، در سکوت بشینی، بهشون قانون نده، فقط بگو الان موقع است که میخوایم در سکوت بشینیم، موقع است که سکوت داشته باشیم. صبح که بیدار میشین، وقتی افکار میاد برگرد به سکوتت. از این فرصت استفاده ببریم، نه مثل آدم های عادی باشیم. اگر این کارو بکنیم عشق میاد به رو، سکوت رو تجربه میکنیم چون جایی نداریم بریم. حالا که خونه ایم برگردیم به قلب. لایف استریم داریم ولی خوب ازش استفاده کنیم. عقل سلیم برای بدن ما کارمون اینه که برگردیم به سکوتمون. ببین تو نمیتونی بازارا یا مایا رو عوض کنی، فقط میتونی ماوراش بری.
چون اگر یه مشکل رو حل کنی پشترش یه دونه دیگه هست. نماسته. مرسی بچه ها.